Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An earthquake measuring 6.2 in magnitude struck New Zealand's South Island today following a powerful 7.8 magnitude quake on Sunday. John Key, New Zealand's Prime Minister, on the first quake.
Sadly, on the best information we have, there have been two fatalities. At this point, we're unable to give you precise information of what caused those fatalities. In terms of getting a better assessment of what happens next, we have military helicopters that are available to us.
Earthquake-affected areas, New Zealand's South Island, which are hard to reach by road. There is information on buildings more than 200 kilometers away from the capital, Wellington, being damaged. A 6.3 quake in Christchurch in 2011 killed 185 people, caused widespread damage. Iraqi military says it has captured the city of Nimrud that had been overrun with Islamic State militants. Iraq's Joint Operations Command says the 9th Division of the Iraqi Army liberated the town completely and raised the Iraqi flag over its building after IS fighters suffered heavy casualties. Nimrud is near an ancient Assyrian capital the Iraqi government said last year was destroyed by militants. It is not immediately known if the military had retaken the archaeological site. UN Security Council, during a weekend visit to Kinshasa, called for a peaceful transition in the Democratic Republic of Congo when President Joseph Kabila's mandate ends on December the 19th. Ballot was supposed to have been occurring this month, has been pushed back to April due to slow voter registration. Dozens have been killed in violent street protests since September. This is VOA News.